Paul writes about in 2 Corinthians 10:3 to 5. These are the ideologies, every high idea raised up against the knowledge of God. So the first word to consider in the theology of origins is the word fidelity, trust in Scripture. The matter of origins is the foundation. It's the starting point of all reality revealed in the Bible. It is your first opportunity to believe the Bible or to reject the Bible. But understand that whatever you do with Genesis 1 and 2 sets the tone for your attitude toward Scripture. There's a national ministry that not too many years ago was having one of the greatest impacts on this country of any ministry in terms of numbers of people influenced ever. That ministry affirmed the gospel of Christ, the authority of Scripture, said it was Bible-based, Christ-proclaiming, gospel-centered. A letter was written to the president of that organization to ask the position of the organization on origins. Here's the written answer. Our ministry takes no stand on such secondary issues. Our efforts are designed to bring people together based on the historically essential doctrines of Orthodox Christianity. Creation is one of those secondary doctrines, and we believe it falls into the category of non-essentials like spiritual gifts, eternal security, and the rapture, etc. All of a sudden, we have an organization that's now decided what the second-class doctrines are. Amazing. We don't get into secondary issues. There isn't any issue more primary than this because it's the first one you're confronted with when you open your Bible and get past the title page. Amazing. I would like to suggest a sort of basic test for any Christian ministry that you might be drawn toward, either to participate with them, to support them in some way. I would suggest that you ask any ministry, any so-called Christian ministry, especially a Christian college, Christian seminary that you're thinking about going to or sending your friends or your children to, or church that you might attend, one question. And here is the first question you should ask them. Write it in a letter and send it to them next time some ministry solicits money from you. Do you believe completely in the literal interpretation of Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2? Ask him that. There are 106